Friend Zone with James and Mike. Grab your action feature.
Yeah. That was Missing Persons. The song is Tears.
Cool, man.
Yeah.
I ain't crying about it.
No, don't cry about that. Got some fun stuff tonight. Don't we?
Stop right there. Our special announcement to make.
Okay.
Our biggest fan.
Yes.
You know that Blaze is our number one fan.
I know he's a number one.
Our biggest fan, though, Christopher Henderson.
Yes.
Today's his birthday. Well, the day we're recording this is his birthday.
All right.
It's, February 9th? Yeah. So today is his birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to our
buddy.
Biggest fan. 9 feet, 3 inches tall.
Giant.
So, happy birthday, Christopher. Thanks for supporting the show. Now, you said you wanted to try something different with this episode, right? You wanted me to post it on Monday instead of Friday.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if we should...
I don't know if we should do that, though.
I get anxious.
Yeah, you talk a big game when it's Friday after it's posted.
Yeah, I talk a big game.
I tell you what, man. Post it on Monday. Everybody will check it out.
Yeah.
Now, here we are, and you're like, no, just go ahead and post that tomorrow. Just post that tomorrow, actually.
I can wait. If you put it up on Monday, I don't care.
Yeah, I'll put it up tomorrow. Mondays are a crazy busy day. I wouldn't have
That's true. I'm a little bit under the weather, so if I seem lethargic to our listeners, it's because I am.
They're not listening to the show for you anyway.
They're not listening anyway. whether I'm on or not. We got some donuts here. Now, see, I told you I had crumb-topped Entenmann's.
Yeah, you told me that.
I thought I had two. I had one.
Only got one.
So I had to buy these donut holes on the way here. What was I going to do, show up with one donut?
Yeah,
split?
That wouldn't be fair.
We can split this still.
No, you have it.
We can both have a crumb.
No, that's okay.
Both have the crumb tops.
You pick which one you like more. I like them both.
You can't... Well, there's a lot of donut holes here, so we're both going to have some of these.
We're both going to have some of these. But I'm just saying, if you want to eat that donut, I'm still fine with the donut holes.
All right, well... I didn't want to get your
that's
hopes
kind
up.
Kind of you.
I want to get your hopes up for a crumb top.
No. Oh, I do have something else, though. Hang on. We still have those. I think there's one of those peanut butter things left in here.
Oh, man.
There's one of those left if you want it out.
I don't need one of those.
Okay. But there's also these.
It's Valentine's Day.
These Be My Valentine Nutty Bars.
Oh, man.
Those out. Nutty Bars are so goodness. Good.
Oh, you know? Shoot.
But these will keep and those won't. The Nutty Bars will keep.
Yeah.
Those won't keep.
These won't keep. They have a date on them, actually.
Yeah.
It says tamper seal. Don't buy if broken. It's just a piece of tape.
It's just a piece of tape. It's not something, you know, special that you can't pick up and replace. Like, a guy couldn't go into a store with pieces of tape and take out a donut and put a piece of tape on it.
Lick
there.
Each of the donuts and put it back.
I'm going to have one right now.
Have it.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. So, I don't know what's going on. Pretty good?
That's great.
I knew it would be. They looked good.
Mm.
I'll
tell you what, though. I haven't been eating as many sweets lately.
That's good. I'm
trying to back it off a little bit.
That's good.
Trying to eat a little bit healthier.
Yeah, me too.
Bobby's been eating a lot healthier, but she's been packing lunches for me.
Yeah.
And sending me a healthy lunch, you know, because a lot of times I'll just skip lunch.
Yeah.
And it makes a difference, man, eating something with, like, a good amount of protein in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
It keeps you going, and you don't feel hungry for other things as much. I never really realized it that much, but... Yeah. Yeah, if you eat something, like usually I'll have tuna or I'll have like a baked chicken or something at lunch. And man, it fills you up.
You'll be okay.
You'll go for the rest of the day. Until dinner time.
Yeah.
And then you'll need to eat again.
And then you'll eat again at dinner time.
Delicious.
We've got a couple things. This might be a short one.
Should we get real for a second and go right into that?
The big thing? No, I'm going to save that. I want to save that for, like, the middle of it.
Okay.
Or something.
I got a little something. NECA showed their 30th anniversary Predator line. Did you see this?
No.
Everybody kept asking, will you please re-release Dutch? Will you please re-release Dutch? Dutch is so hard to find. The line is just Predators. It's been, you know, a long time since those Dutches were out. Can you please re-release the Dutch? A lot of people were asking, can you do them as Ultimates? And they came back and said, well, you know, Randy Falk came back and said, well, each one was kind of an ultimate to begin with. And it's not something where we can say, here he is, you could just take the coat off and then make him with the jacket on. You can't really do that with that figure. It's either you got to
yeah.
You know, have the vest on or have the jacket on or whatever.
Is there some sort of vest that I can wear?
Yeah, some kind of vest. So they've shown this 30th anniversary line, and it's basically a line of seven figures that are, for the most part, re-releases, which is what everybody's asking for. It's the four different Dutches. It's got a re-release of the what people call the Gort Predator, which is where he had the prototype mask for the movie.
Mm-hmm.
They released as a figure, but now it's got the new articulation. The Gort Predator's been gone a long time. They never re-released it. Here's the new articulation. The Jungle Demon, which is like partially cloaked, but partially you could see
mm-hmm.
him. And then an unmasked Predator. It's a cool line, especially if, you know, it's been so long since those Dutches have been out. You got a couple of newer versions. You got a straight-up Predator with the mask off. Really cool. And, of course, the complainers are coming out of the woodwork. Oh, it's just a bunch of reissues? Hey, you celebrate the 30th anniversary with a bunch of reissues. Why don't you do something new, NECA? And all these people complaining, it's like, what are you complaining about? This is for the people that don't have the figures. You can completely ignore this wave if you already have them.
Yeah.
Go ahead and ignore it. But that's the whole point of the wave.
You've got all the Predator heads.
Yeah, you've got them all. You're still going to get other waves with new Predators in it. You keep getting those. This isn't going to take that away from you.
There's not a new movie out.
Exactly. And if people want the Dutch, and they're being nice enough to bring the Dutch back out, because Dutches are $40, $50, $60 figures a piece now, that why would you not be happy about that? And Randy Verfalk brought up the good point, too. He's like, I'm willing to place money on the fact that this wave will be ordered way heavier by retailers than any of our other Predator waves, because it's giving the retailers also what they want, which is Arnold. You want a Predator right. line. You want Arnold figures.
Right.
You want the Predator from the first Predator movie. So this wave is going to do better than those other waves, without a doubt. But it really is a thing to appease the fans and to get those figures and those people that haven't gotten those figures for so long past. But you can't do anything right by some of these people. You know, like,
right.
no matter what you do, they're going to complain about it.
I want the Danny Glover. And I'm not going to be happy until...
People really do want that. They really want Danny Glover from Predator 2.
I get it.
Yeah,
it's okay.
You want to have the Predator from Predator 2, and you want to have the main good guy from Predator 2. Yeah, those are really good. But I people just love to complain. They love it.
I love it,
It's like their favorite thing. Can you grab me a napkin while you're in there? Grab one. Thank you. Oh, did you see this Marvel news, too? I gotta dig this up.
No.
You may have heard it already. You go ahead and do something while I'm looking this up.
All right. So I finally saw the second Jack Reacher movie. If everyone remembers, I liked the first one quite a bit. Second one is Jack Reacher. Never Go Back. They shouldn't have went back to this one.
Oh, really?
It was okay, but lacked all of the style that the first one had. Lacked the intriguing story. It was very forgettable. It was
really?
Just like so many cliches, so many action movie cliches in it. I know I'm gonna be roasted for this probably, but Kobe Smulders is not smoldering at all. She's robotic. She's got the personality of a dead moth.
Yeah.
And I know that's why they cast her, because she's a military. She was supposed to be a military woman. In this movie, but I know a lot of guys like her. I know she was in Avengers, and she's I'm not saying that she's not doing the job as far as an actress, and I'm not saying that she's not a pretty lady, but there's no spark there whatsoever. It's just like, here I am, I will be here, I'm the woman in this thing. It was dry, and the movie didn't help, but...
Ouch.
And here's a question. Is Tom Cruise getting Botox injections? I like him.
He's got to be having something done.
But his face was a little puffy mm-hmm. in the last Mission Impossible, and it was puffy in this movie, too. And I'm wondering, Tom,
he's
man.
He's got to stay young.
Tom, if you're listening.
Yep. Just get a look at Clint, man.
Just age gracefully. Man. You're an attractive enough dude.
People all know you're getting older.
We know you're getting older.
We know you are. Embrace that, man. Just let everybody know you got older. Play older roles, but I don't think he wants to do that. I think he wants to still be the young Hollywood stud, you know?
You can't be that forever.
All right, here's the Marvel thing.
Marvel.
There was a this has been on Bleeding Cool News, which is a pretty reputable news site for comic news.
It's Bleeding Cool, man. Places.
So Marvel, you know the state of Marvel things right now. It's very much, I mean, not to put too fine a point on it.
The comics?
Yeah, the Marvel Comics Company is very much into the social justice, promoting that kind of stuff with their storylines, and a very political slant on it, and very much in tying into, you know, the social issues of today. You know, that's been the driving force of a lot of the character decisions, the story decisions, and not so much appealing to comic book fans, but agenda-type storytelling, it feels like. And the sales have just steadily declined for all the books. It's just been... Marvel is just pretty much down in the dumps right now. So they had a creative summit. Last week's Marvel Creative Summit, this is from Bleeding Cool, I am told by well-connected sources who have proved themselves in the past that there were more of a focus on what DC Comics internally called meat and potatoes comics that preceded their doubling down on the popular characters and bringing back old favorite takes with DC Rebirth. So that the same people that said this is what's going to happen with DC Rebirth are the same people telling him this. As Marvel brings back the X-Men line with a bang, expect a return to more of a status quo for titles such as Thor, Iron Man, Hulk, and more. A more familiar-looking Marvel Universe by the autumn, although just as with Captain America, as classic-look characters return, expect new characters to keep up a number of their own books. Marvel knows that the upcoming Secret Empire is probably too political for some readers, given this current climate. They're in too deep to change that now. But I'm also told that Secret Empire will be a last hurrah for this kind of storytelling for Marvel for a while. A little how writers were told to get used to the name of Marvel 616 dimensional nomenclature, da-da-da-da, before it's done away for good. That's the same thing with this Captain America storyline, that this is it. Once we get past this, we need to get back to what we were before. So you see the return of a more classic Captain America, a more classic Hulk, classic Iron Man. And that is, if this is true, that is the right move. You have to get it back to that.
Yeah.
That's what's recognizable to people from the Marvel films. That's a more classic take on the characters than what you have in the comic books right now. And if you want to keep the female Thor book going, and if you want to keep the female teenage African-American Iron Man going, and if you want to keep the... right now there's a Steve Rogers Captain America, there's a Sam Wilson Captain America. If you want to keep that going, that's fine. But give us the classic takes on the characters alongside that, and we'll just see which ones sell better. And eventually, they'll ferret out, you know, what things really aren't truly popular amongst the readers. And those books will either get canceled, or they'll be moved to miniseries, or whatever you want to do. But I think that's great news.
That's good.
You're seeing the same thing with DC. Everybody keeps telling me that Superman is really good right now because it's more like classic Superman. And I flipped through it a little bit. And I'm like, you know what? I do see some stuff in here that looks more like classic Superman. And that's the one book that everybody that tells me I should check out something DC says, check out Superman, because that one is a classic take on Superman. It's the best book they've got going right now. And that says a lot. You know, if it's the classic take and everybody's saying that that's the best one and that's the one to read, that should be telling DC something, that people want the classic version of the character. They don't want your new spin on it. They want the classic version. So we'll see, man. I'm excited, though.
There's some new characters if you want to.
I would love to read Captain America again and Iron Man again and all those Marvel heroes that I grew up with.
Yeah.
But they're unrecognizable now. I can't read them. So that'll be cool. We'll see how it goes.
The market is changing. It's up and down. We don't know what's going to happen.
We have no clue.
Mysteries abound.
They're everywhere. I'm really glad you only had one of those. The Scrum Tops, because that would have meant you didn't get these.
Those donut holes are pretty good. Okay. Well, that's all I had written down except for the Mattel letter. All
right, and you want to do the Mattel letter and then we'll do the Toy Fair talk? Or you want to say the Mattel letter?
What
do you
want? We've got the other thing, the big thing.
The other thing, when do you want to do the other thing?
Well, I'll read the letter before we do the Toy Fair thing because it's toy related.
Exactly.
Okay.
So do you want to do the other thing
first? Yeah, let's do the other thing right now.
You want me to just read the article?
Yeah, sure.
All right, let me bring it up.
Charles
is the one that pointed. I heard about this thing happening.
Yeah. We've had enough.
Yeah. This thing in particular. Yeah. I'd heard about this project happening.
Okay.
This movie project happening. But I hadn't noticed the name of the movie project. And Charles sent me a text this morning, and he said, oh, look at this. I said, yeah, I heard about that. I'll probably watch it at some point. And he said, no, they totally ripped you guys off. And then I went back and looked, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, they did rip us off. Which isn't the first time this has happened. We've been ripped off before.
What was it? Jimmy Fallon stealing bits?
Jimmy Fallon was stealing bits. And there was something else where it was like, that's our thing.
The hot air blanket is now a thing.
Okay, so this is from Variety. A spoof of Star Wars, of the Star Wars franchises, in developed with Jason Friedberg and Aaron Seltzer, whose credits include Scary Movie franchise, Epic Movie, and Vampire Suck. The duo will write and direct the project titled Star Worlds.
I get... Okay, enough's enough already.
Come on, guys!
I'm tired of sitting in this this dark corner of the universe putting out good stuff while everybody else sitting at the top is just snatching it out from under us.
Somebody is listening. Because Star Worlds is too unique.
I guess.
Come on, it is. Star Worlds?
It's at least ours.
That's ours.
Yeah.
The Star Wars spoof called Star Worlds is Action Features Star Wars spoof. Regardless of... Okay, let's get out of the way that, first of all... A Star Wars spoof has already been made. It's called Spaceballs.
Right.
As a film. As a film, a medium.
Right.
You don't need to do it because you're not going to do it as good as Spaceballs.
You're not. I know they're not going to do it as good as
Spaceballs. That's why we are not doing a film spoof of Star Wars.
Yeah.
We're doing a spoof of the radio dramas of Star Wars.
There's been.
Called Star Worlds.
There's been the Thumb Wars. There's been the
Hardware Wars.
There's been the Family Guy. I don't know if you
Robot Chicken.
I don't know if any of you guys care or listen to the actual Star Worlds episodes, but we're not actually spoofing it like in a way where we're watching the movies and picking out little things to make fun of. We're seriously just writing these like from our memories as if we don't have any idea. We have a vague recollection and we don't edit these.
We
basically just put down whatever comes down. And that's the only incentive to do it, and it's a radio drama. It's different.
It's totally different than Spaceballs is.
So, I don't think the Scary movies are not funny to me. I know other people think that they're
one.
Funny.
I think I've seen one, and I don't remember anything about it.
I saw the first, you know.
They're
very much, yeah. You know, kind of slapsticky and very just... I mean, they're dumb. I mean, they're really dumb. And some people are into that humor, and that's fine, but... whatever, regardless of whether or not it's going to be good or whether it's not going to be good, here we are.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, we've already done this.
Star Worlds is ours. We've done it for years. And here's the thing, is that now, if anybody new comes to the show and sees the Star Worlds, they're going to think we ripped off the stupid Scary Movie spoof.
Right.
That's not fair.
That's
we're
not
Star
fair.
Worlds.
That's not fair. So what do we do?
We keep doing Star Worlds.
WWHLD.
Yeah.
What would Huey Lewis do? What would Huey Lewis do in this situation? What would the news do in this situation?
Sue him.
He would sue him.
He would sue him.
He would take the money.
Ray Parker Jr.
And then he'd go and do a song. He'd do another spoof for somebody else.
Yeah. I'm not happy about it. For one thing, we have to finish Star Worlds before this comes out.
I guess.
We have to finish it.
That's a lot of pressure.
It's a lot of pressure, but we got to finish it. This is just now on the talking stage, so we got some time.
We have several episodes under
our
belt.
We can crank out the rest of Star Wars. And, you know, we're pulling back the curtain right now because, you know, the whole thing with Star Wars was we said we discovered the tapes.
Okay.
So that's not true.
The cat's out of the bag. We're actually writing them.
We're actually writing them, and Mike and I do all the voices in the entire Star Wars, which you could probably tell. But just in case you didn't...
And sound effects, by
the
way.
And
the
sound effects. And we do it as we're doing it.
Yeah, we do it as we're doing it, and it's...
We don't record a sound effect track afterwards.
No.
You know, people may not be cluing in on Star Worlds, but we put a lot of effort into Star Worlds.
More effort than we should be.
Really, a lot more. For this episode today that we're going to speak for an hour, I wrote down like five things on a Post-it note, and it took 5 minutes. Yeah. Star Worlds, we go back and forth. We do a writing back and forth as a team on the scripts. And then... That's a day, at least, where we're going back and forth.
Yeah, I mean, it's
and then the
effort.
Sound effects we all plan out. We have all the stuff queued up. We spend all this time in production of a Star Worlds episode, and they're like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
That's it. We do multiple takes because we're cracking up throughout them.
Let that be a warning to those making the Star Worlds movie.
Yeah.
We put a lot of energy into dumb stuff.
Into it.
So if you think we won't, try and seek some sort of action.
You don't think we're going to try and stop you from stealing our Star Worlds?
We're going to do something.
You got another thing coming, because Star Worlds, more than the podcast itself, that's our baby. We love Star Worlds.
We made a Star World.
We made a Star World. And we're not going to just give up Star Worlds like it's nothing. Like it's nothing to somebody.
Well, you can just come up with some lame spoof. What are you going to have, a girl?
Starring Marlon Wayans.
What are you going to have, a girl? And she's tossing the lightsaber around? What's happening? Come on. Come on.
Star Worlds.
You have Jetpack Man in there?
Many moons ago.
Doubt it.
On a star world. Much like your own.
Sounds just like
That's what they're doing. It's that, much like our own.
It's much like our own.
Yeah.
They didn't use their force brains.
They're out of their force brains.
Yeah.
You must be out of your force brain thinking you're going to get away with this.
They come from a dark world.
Yeah. They're part of the battle battalion.
Yeah, the battle battalion.
The battle battalion.
I forgot the name.
Worldbreakers Battle Battalion. We never really get anything from the Battle Battalion.
No.
So many dangling plot lines throughout Star Wars where we forget about it when we write the next one.
It's not important.
It's not.
Since we're doing the sound effects, I generally intentionally try to avoid any action scenes because it's too much work.
It's no fun.
It's almost impossible.
We change settings. Because I have 5 YouTube videos queued up, and I gotta remember which one.
The sound effects, yeah.
Which one goes from the swamp world to the bar world or something like that.
Yeah.
It's no fun. It's not fun, but I'm cracking up throughout the whole thing, man. It's great.
Seeing
Mike talking to this tube when he's CT Metal Man.
Yeah, I got him talking to a vacuum tube, a vacuum hose, as well as play sound the intro and. All the interlude music and the outro and sound. There's some sound effects on the phone that have to be juggled. Stomping the shoes around, trying to get a walking sound.
And these guys over here are just like, we're going to call it Star Worlds. We're going to do a spoof and call it Star Worlds.
We're going to make a Star Worlds.
Okay.
Do something
guys,
else.
Guys, let everybody know that Star Worlds came from us. Don't let this just slide by.
That's right.
You hear somebody talk about that new Star Wars, you're like, no, 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 don't call that Star Worlds. Action Features is Star
World
Worlds.
Breaker. World Breaker.
World Breaker. Jetpack Man.
Luke Star World. And Han.
Aunt Beru and Uncle Beru.
Aunt Beru and Uncle Beru. Lena Princess. Princess of a Royal Highness World.
Han World. That's all they got. Which is
he's so cool.
Han World. He's so chunky.
He's chunky, yeah.
Landell Williams.
R-do-dee-don't.
I listened to one again the other day where with the R-do-dee-don't sound effect was on Swamp World.
Yeah, it's too long.
It was so long. And it was cracking me up because I'd forgotten about it. So I listened back to it. And you can hear you lose it. At a very small part, you go... And I remember...
It was bursting at the seams, yeah.
We were sure it was like going, and we were just like, let's just roll with it. We didn't know it was going to be that long. We were sitting here like...
It's the first time I'd used that sound effect.
And the whole thing was just like something where he said no or something like that.
Short response.
It was great, but I always look forward to hearing that.
the last one I listened to, I don't think it was the same one, but it's where Luke is leaving the swamp world.
Yeah,
and he's leaving on his wing scrambler, and it's
like a go kart sound.
Yeah, it's an old motorcycle starting up.
I found.
And the the delay on it is so, he's like, all right, see you later. And it's like, there's a big gap of silence before he finally very roughly gets it started up. And it's just so in the background.
He was looking for the keys.
It's the most anticlimactic thing. And so that's what makes it funny to me. It's just like.
That's what I enjoy too, man.
He had a big hope world built up.
And it just fizzles.
It's a dashed world. It's like, okay, we ended here on a very mediocre note here. Check out this cape. This general's cape.
Every one of them ends on the most... When we're writing it, we come to a point where it's like, it makes no sense to stop it here, so let's stop it right here.
That's the end.
This is the perfect spot to end it on. All right. Well, man, that's got me jazzed to do another Star Wars.
We'll do one.
Okay. Cool. All right, so you want to do this, the letter, and then we'll do the...
Oh, yeah. All right. Let's take a journey into the past here. Okay. Dear Mattel friends...
You're friends with them now.
We've
established a relationship.
A lot of correspondence. Hot off the press is a new batch of action... That's guaranteed to be hot for the new kids and fans for 2011. Let's get started. 1. Strange Or, Slimeball and Preternia. Prince Adam certainly won't be talking to this evil villain when he rolls up in his Captor two-seated horse vehicle that is a robot with a cell on the back.
You put 2-1 on that one.
I got them all in there.
Yep.
Well, they're my ideas. Standy and Bendy. A pair of heroes. This 2D defender comes packaged with his flexible, but not flexible enough, companion. Bendy is not the best figure for kids to have, but he is an extra. So,
there's no good selling point to that pack. He's not movable enough, and the other one, he's not fun for kids.
It's an extra. It's a two-pack. It's for the price of one. All right. Cutter fingers. Eternian hero with purple vest and hands that can cut things, not metal. He has a hard time holding things, no accessories.
Best part is, though, he's got a purple vest. It has nothing to do with the rest of the stuff.
It's just aesthetically pleasing.
Purple vest.
Purple vest. King of wishful thinking. Eternia's other king that has bad luck. He is jealous of Randor and plans with his magicians elaborate schemes to take out...
Musicians or magicians?
It's magicians, but now I wish it was I had said musicians. Minstrels.
What shall the plan be today, my cello player?
It's
musicians.
I'll make an amendment of that.
Yeah, change that for reason.
He's jealous of Randor and plans with his musicians elaborate schemes to take out Prince Adam and his horde.
Prince Adam and his horde. Prince Adam doesn't have...
He's got a whole band of...
He's got a bunch of
ne'er-do-wells wreaking havoc on Eternia. And finally, Kiadmi Gundy. another company has the rights to this name, but I think it's a character we can work with. TBC.
That's all you're giving him. You basically just took Kiadmi Gundy from Star Wars, because there's no explanation as to the character being any different than Kiadmi Gundy.
It's an idea
I had. You're just spitballing things.
I'm just spitballing.
All right, so I think it's... How many days from now? Toy Fair is coming up soon. Let me see what day it's actually starting. I know we don't have another episode before that, but I want to say the date here. Hang on. Don't mind the silence.
Ugh.
It's just me looking up something on my phone.
That was hard on the throat.
Let's see.
It's time to pop a Ricola.
Oh, yeah. You're sick, right? I'm still sick.
I'm sick. Yep. You know what I like? Ricola. That's my favorite
Ricola.
Cough drop.
Ricola. Yeah, it is good. It helps.
I like the originals.
Yeah.
But they're square-shaped and a little bit hard with the jagged edges.
Yeah.
So, if anyone from Ricola is listening...
February 18th through 20, to the 21st is Toy Fair in New York. It's the big toy show of the year, where we get to find out a bunch of new stuff that's coming out. So Mike and I thought it would be fun to do a top five list of things we would love to see at Toy Fair, but we really highly doubt it would ever happen.
We know it's not going to happen.
We know it's not going to happen, but we would love it if it did happen. So... Yeah. If one of these actually does show up there, that would be amazing.
That would
but
be amazing.
None of them are going to show up there because they're too awesome for anybody to do. I didn't put numbers on mine. Did you put numbers on yours?
Oh, yeah, I always do.
All right, I'm going to number mine here real quick.
Be careful. Well, I'll start it off then.
Okay.
As per our custom. My number five is Visionaries from Hasbro. Now, Hasbro has talked about Visionaries. They had this lineup of like Mask and Visionaries and what.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't see that happening because
either.
They can barely keep track of their Star World stuff that's going on, or Jurassic World, which was a huge movie, and we all know what happened there.
Yep.
But Visionaries has a lot of potential to be really cool.
Yeah,
I'm imagining that they're going to look like just Power Rangers look like now, just a bunch of. You know, it looks like an Iron Man suit, I bet is what it's going to be like. But imagine if it was like...
Like knights?
Like actual knights, but with different colors, and you still have the hologram. They could do... It could be really cool.
And you see what Four Horsemen are doing with, like, all their Mythic Legions?
Yes.
And how... People are really into those. Like, those Kickstarters get funded in no time. So people love knights.
That reminds me, did you see the Boss
figures.
Fight Studios?
That looks great.
It looks fantastic.
That's great.
Something like that.
All those look great. So, you know, there is a market there for people who do like that medieval stuff. They really do. I mean, back in the days of Spawn, the medieval Spawn lines were some of the most popular ones there were. Like medieval Spawns, Dark Ages Spawn, all that kind of stuff. So a line of knights that has the hologram type of stuff, I think it would be awesome. But
Visionaries was fun.
I know. My kids would probably love them.
Yeah.
They would totally dig that. I mean, they still dig stuff that has holograms on it. You know, it's an old technology now, but it's still neat.
It's still neat.
Neat about it.
It didn't become unneat.
Yeah, it's not going to become unneat. All right, my number five, and this is kind of a cheat. I try to do one from each company.
Okay.
That's just what I was doing in my head for it. And this is kind of a cheat because I don't think Sideshow really shows up there that often. But I put a Alec Baldwin Shadow 12-inch figure.
Mm-hmm.
Sideshow, they just released pictures of their final version of Ash from Evil Dead, and he looks incredible. I mean, he looks fantastic. Like, they've really upped their game on that. And then there's Hot Toys doing all this other stuff, but it seems like Sideshow is getting kind of in a couple of more of the niche items instead of going after just, here's the latest Marvel movie, and here's the latest DC movie. So if they were to pull out a Alec Baldwin Shadow...
An Alec Baldwin?
I would love
that.
That would be a huge surprise for me, and I'd be like, that's awesome.
Yeah,
I will buy that in a second. And I would love it if Sideshow did it, because they're really up in their game, and I think it would be more of a license that they would go after than Hot Toys or something.
That would be cool.
That's my number five.
All right. My number four is Food Fighters.
Interesting.
I don't know why. This keeps coming up in
cool.
my... Well, Funko's doing the Garbage Pail Kids.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess is what has me thinking of something like that.
Yeah. That would be neat.
Food Fighters is a stupid
thing,
but even if it was the same thing or...
And those little blind boxes where
you could do blind
vinyl figurines.
Yeah, you could do something like that.
And that would work better for... I think that the proportions of those and the designs of those figures, you could do it as those little vinyl... super deformed type figures.
Yeah.
Because it just pieces of pizza or it's a hot dog or something. So it's not going to matter if it's.
Mean Wiener.
Yeah, the Mean Wiener.
It would be fun.
That would be cool. I would like that a lot. My number four is for Funko to release more Rocketeer figures.
Yes.
Like we had that one Rocketeer and it has a number one in the box. Be amazing to see figures
two
through six or something, you know?
Even just. I want three more figures.
Yeah, three more figures. That'd be great, but I don't think that there's any chance of this happening.
Yeah.
But a lot of people complained about what the Funko did with the Legacy line. They had problems with QC and character choices and everything. But that Rocketeer's great.
It's pretty good.
It's still a really great figure to have on your shelf.
Yeah.
And if I had a whole line that matched that guy, it'd be awesome.
Yeah.
I would love that. So that's my number four.
That's a good one.
Rocketeer from Funko.
Number three, I try to pick some things. Number three would be a Seinfeld line.
Whoa, that would be awesome.
And I want it to...
That would be awesome.
I think Funko would probably do them as reaction figures would be a better chance.
Which
but
they've kind of... Reaction now is back at Super 7.
Okay.
But they're still doing, like, that style of figures,
but
with more articulation. They did those Game of
Thrones.
Right,
they're doing the elbow joints and stuff.
Yeah, and they got the Twin Peaks. They did Golden Girls and Twin Peaks. It's not that far-fetched. They might do Seinfeld at some point.
I'm kind of
somehow get the licensing.
I'm picturing them from NECA, basically.
NECA would be great.
Almost everything I picture is from NECA, but
yeah.
I just need the five main cast characters, and you could have like different props. You know, come with a few different props.
You could make like a build a Jerry's apartment. If each one
that would be
with
awesome
piece of the diorama.
Yeah.
Build Jerry's apartment.
That would be great.
That would be really cool. I'd buy those.
I'd buy
the main cast.
I would buy the main cast for sure, and Newman.
I would buy them either as NECA or as Funko. I'd buy them either way just to have the cast of Seinfeld. That'd be cool. My number three is back into what you were talking about with Hasbro, a Mask line.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about a Mask line based on this new cruddy comic book version. I'm talking about just a redo of the old line with new sculpting, new, you know, maybe
some different vehicles.
Maybe some different vehicles, but keeping it in line with the old figure, same scale, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But just maybe improve the articulation a little bit, the sculpting. Those they still stand up pretty well for what they were back then, but just, you know, kick it up just a little bit past what it was before. Don't reinvent the wheel. Just that was successful then. It would still be successful now. Maybe some more modern cars, brought into it. But there's no chance it'll ever happen.
They
tease it on other things, you know, like you said with the Visionaries. We've got a new comic now that I have no interest in whatsoever, but...
The toys could still be cool from it if they were going to do it that way. I don't know what they're.
We've talked about it a bunch of times now. The 80s revival lines, and I think when I was a kid, Mask was every bit as popular as Thundercats.
Oh yeah,
at He-Man at one point, G.I. Joe. That was a really, really popular line.
Yeah.
And everything else got this revival, and Mask got one figure in a G.I. Joe line.
That everybody
bought and
was
loved.
Excited about. Yeah. And loved, yeah.
Yeah. Weird, man. Real weird.
It's a little weird. They're also, with their G.I. Joe, did you see the Big Lob figure?
Yeah.
In the movie? It's cool.
Yeah.
It's an exclusive, I think, again.
Everything's exclusive.
Anyway, we don't need to get
That's
back,
all they do is exclusive.
Back on that. But Hasbro. My number two, you might be surprised by this, is I want a Mad Max from NECA.
That's my number one.
I want Mel Gibson.
I want Mel Gibson. I'm not surprised by that at all, but I'm surprised it's number two.
That's what you'd be surprised by.
I'm ruining my number one now, so we can just talk about this. I like those old N2 figures.
Yeah.
I think they were fine for what they were. It was probably the best product that N2 put out was the two waves of Mad
yeah,
Max figures.
Yeah.
But a NECA Mad Max, and they want to do it too, but there's no chance. The licensing is just not happening.
That's weird to me.
It's so weird to me. If I could just get just Max, just Mel Gibson Max, yeah. That's all I really need. I don't need a whole line. I just need just the Max.
I wonder what the holdup is.
I don't get it. Like George Miller, I think, has no interest in licensing it. How did they get it?
Get the rights.
I'm curious if maybe there was some kind of rights thing. Because, you know, with James Cameron, he gets the rights back to Terminator
in
a couple years. I wonder if there was a gap in time where maybe George Miller didn't have control and somebody else did. And that's when N2 swooped in and got it.
Who did Thunderdome? Was it Warner Brothers or Universal?
I can't remember.
I think it was Universal.
I can't remember. So maybe that's the deal.
Maybe they had it.
Maybe that they had it for a certain amount of time, and then he gets the rights back. I don't know. There has to be something weird going on for them to have been able to do it.
Right.
And NECA, who's able to, like, get these great licensing deals that we thought would never happen.
And put out good product.
Exactly. I mean, isn't able to pull it off. That was my number one. So,
yeah.
do you want to...
I can do my number one, and then you
exactly,
finish,
and I'll finish
off. My number one... I don't know if I've talked about this on here before, but it would be McQueen's Machines.
That'd be cool.
It's my own line. They would be mask size figures, and it would basically just be
McQueen's Machines.
It would just be Steve, and then he would come with whatever vehicle.
That would be neat.
The car from Bullet, and him in his Bullet outfit, or a motorcycle that he rode, like a Triumph from Great Escape or whatever. And
that'd
just
be cool, man.
Each one would come with a vehicle and a figure, and it would be small and collectible, and I'll never see that.
It'll never happen.
But I would like for it to happen.
That would be cool, man.
That's a wish.
So my number two, which was at one point my number one, and this kind of it goes back and forth because I was sharing pictures of this with you today, actually, would be a Mattel line based on the 1987 He-Man movie. They've all along said that there's no way the licensing will happen. But I don't want it to be Motu Classics. I don't want the Motu Classics versions of the movie characters. Mm. I want a movie line that actually looks like the movie characters. Something like... their movie masters aren't the greatest. Yeah. But the only company that could do this is basically Mattel. And NECA said they wanted to do it, but the licensing is insane. So if there's anybody that would actually be able to do it, it would be Mattel. But I would want it to be done as a Movie Masters line where the sculpts look like the movie. It's neat that they put Blade and Sarad in the Motu Classics line, but they're in those big, bulked-up bodies.
Yeah.
They don't look like the movie. They're ripped and huge. They're basically the old toy versions. The only one that of the three that I thought was great was Gwildor because
yeah.
It looks like the movie and not like a bulked-up version of it. But my friend Matthew Hackley is doing the customs. It's really got me going on this because he's doing this amazing custom Skeletor that looks like the movie. Like, it's... that body type and that build. But that would be a dream. If Mattel were to come out and show, here's a movie line. I know it'll never happen, but man, I would love it to happen. I've wanted figures from that movie for so long.
Why is licensing on that?
It has to do with the movie company and who holds the movie rights versus what Mattel has. So I think it's now Warner that has it. I can't remember who's got it right now. It might not be Warner. I thought it was Warner Brothers because I think they have the DVD... release, the latest DVD release. But there's something involved in the licensing, Gary Goddard, and the movie, and the distribution company that makes the licensing impossible to get around. And I also don't know if they sign likeness rights for Dolph or Frank Langella or any of that stuff.
Well,
I don't know.
They could... It seems like you should be able to get in touch with those guys. I mean, Dolph Lundgren is doing Kindergarten Cop 2.
Yeah.
He'd probably say, yeah, you can do a figure.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, make a toy of me.
They're having a real hard time with Carl Weathers, too.
I just did Kindergarten Cop 2. Really?
They're having a real tough time. He signed his likeness rights, or part of the deal for Predator, or not Predator, but for Rocky, when he signed his contract then, was likeness rights. So okay. That was sewn up when he signed the contract. So that's how they were able to do all the Apollos. He did not do it on Predator.
Yeah.
Nobody did.
Right.
So they keep trying to reach him. He knows about them. He knows about the Apollo figures. He's seen how good they are. They keep trying to work out something for him, for a Predator figure from him. You can see that him do replies to them and stuff. He's like, oh, well, maybe I'll talk to him. And every time they're like, well, we talk to him, but it just goes nowhere. He's just not interested in having them done. Like, just not interested.
Why
would you not be? You see how many fans would love to have this figure of you. You would get paid to have this figure of you. But I guess it's just a Hollywood thing. Like, they're not in the same mental state as we are as to... They don't care about toys or figures or something like that.
Yeah,
that's just like
I get that, but why would you want to hold up?
I don't know.
Somebody from doing it. I mean, if you thought they were going to do a bad job or you didn't think they'd follow through, that'd be one thing. But you know, with a bigger company that's proven themselves and has merchandise in stores, why put that hurdle in their way? Just sign the paperwork, collect your check, and. Make some fans happy.
Make some people happy that you actually are seeing and interacting with on Twitter. You're seeing these fans that are saying, please, man, sign this. Get this going. We'd love to have this figure of you. And, oh, yeah, maybe we'll get it going. And then you never get it going. It's very weird. Yeah, so it's very weird with the Hollywood types. But, yeah, that would be an awesome line for me. I'm very appreciative of what Matt Hackley's doing with those customs because it's a dream realized to see those in figure form. But it just reminds me, too, like how much... I've always wanted that line, and how, as a kid, I wanted those figures, and I had to have my regular Skeletor and He-Man be the movie ones. And I put, like, a Sektar's outfit on the He-Man and a red cape to try and make him look like the movie. And
you did what you had to do,
but, man, it stinks that the licensing is so wrapped up. And I think for a while there, Mattel also didn't even think that there was enough of people that liked the movie for them to even try and pursue it. It's like, oh, well, nobody likes that movie anyway. No, people do like that movie.
He-Man fans, at least, I think. I don't know.
All right, so that was the list. I guess we'll see in a couple weeks what is at Toy Fair. Next episode will be the post-Toy Fair talk, I would think.
Yes.
For 2 weeks, so that'll be, right around the time it ends.
Yeah.
We'll be recording that week. So we'll have our thoughts on what happened at Toy Fair 2017, what we liked, what we didn't like, what we might buy, what we definitely won't buy, all that stuff. And that's it, right?
That's all I've got. That's all I've got.
It's a 42-minute episode. It's still pretty good for you being sick.
Hey, that's pretty good.
You know?
That's pretty good.
All right, we're going to sign off on this one then.
All right.
As always, interact on the Facebook page or at actionfeatures.net, facebook.com/actionfeatures, actionfeatures.net. Get to talking with us.
And tell people about a Star World. What the
heck? Don't let the Star World happen without us.
What the heck?
All right. Signing off.
All right.
See you guys. What is that?
It's the song I played at the beginning.
Okay, there's words this time.